views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, CRNN Digital Talk, and WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and knowledge. Every week on Lucid Planet Radio, we have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. And remember, you can find out more on thelucidplanet.com, stream all of our past shows for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker, Stitcher, the whole nine yards. Just search for Lucid Planet Radio. And please connect with me on Facebook and Twitter, The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, and also my new Instagram page that kind of has more about my weird and wonderful adventures, just Instagram, The Lucid Planet. And you can also go on the website to find out how to nominate yourself or someone else for the show and to become an advertising partner to our extensive audience across 11 million homes in the U.S. So I would love to hear from you. Just visit thelucidplanet.com. Have you ever wondered if you could lucid dream? Are you a very active lucid dreamer and you're looking to take your practice to the next level? Have you felt like you have been able to find answers and solutions and information that can help your life through your dreams? This is something that is really well documented, but maybe not as well understood. So today we're going to talk about dream yoga, lucid dreaming with expert Michael Katz. And Michael Katz, PsyD, he's a psychologist, a former Yantra yoga instructor, an author and artist, and a longtime student of the contemporary masters of Tibetan Buddhism and Bon. He is known for having co-authored the popular book Dream Yoga and the Practice of Natural Light. And he is also the author of the Book of Tibetan Dream Yoga, The Road to Royal Enlightenment, as well as the novel The White Dolphin, which is a fictional book featuring an environmental activist who makes contact with a dolphin through a series of lucid dreams. Now, Dr. Katz has traveled to more than 30 countries since the 1980s. He's doing all kinds of retreats for the purpose of introducing and training lucidity in the dream state. And in particular, he has been among the pioneers for using hypnotic inductions for lucidity during guided naps, which sounds awesome. I think we all need more guided naps in our lives. His retreats are usually characterized by the use of lucid dream enactment, and he has titled this lucid dream theater work for the purpose of deepening the experience of the lucid dream state. I'm absolutely stoked. Let's please welcome Dr. Michael Katz to the show. Welcome, Dr. Katz.
Thanks so much, Dr. Kelly.
It's wonderful to have you here. I know you're just back from a bunch of travels and teaching retreats around the globe. So very grateful you could take the time to speak with me today.
My pleasure.
Now, I just wanted to start by kind of asking, like, were you a lucid dreamer as a child? Did you know that this was something you wanted to commit yourself to even at a young age?
Well, that's an interesting question. I don't know that I was a lucid dreamer, but I certainly had some vivid dream experiences that made me want to understand them better. And I can relate one in particular that was a recurring dream about a snake that kept visiting me in the dream world.
Mm. And the snake, of course, does that represent healing, or does it depend on the context when we're looking at dream symbols like that?
I definitely think it depends on the context. And In fact, in the Tibetan Buddhist world, there's a whole class or dimension of beings called the Nagas, which mm-hmm. exist, you know, outside of our perceptions. But it's possible to have some sort of contact with them in the dream state. So I'm not so sure that this wasn't that. That is my actual intuition.
Is it hard to interpret dreams? Or is it something that you said kind of intuitively we know and we just need to tap into that?
Well, I think what you said before about the context is very important. And I think it's very personal, all dream symbols. And there are ways to unlock the symbology of the dream, but I wouldn't use like a dream book, you know, which
right, is that. Right. This means this and that means this and this is how it is. Yeah.
I have to say that I have uncovered some very interesting dream symbology while doing research on the Tibetan Buddhist world. For example, if you're naked riding backwards on an ass, donkey that is, then it means problems coming.
Oh, well, yeah. It's probably not something you want to be doing in real life either.
Unless you're so Lady Godiva or something.
Exactly. Glamour, darling. So when we talk about, a lot of people have heard the word lucid dreaming, and maybe they're less familiar with the idea of dream yoga. Can you kind of explain to us what dream yoga means?
Well, it's not related to the physical yoga, but dream yoga means that you could begin to be active in your dreams and even exert a certain amount of, I wouldn't want to use the word control because some of my colleagues in the lucid dream world object to that, but that you can begin to affect whatever is going on in the dream and even do things out of your own volition and intention.
And is this something that anyone can do?
You know, everybody's waiting for a killer app that would be a machine that could, you know, help us to all lucid dream all the time. And there have been a few machines recently that have tried to increase the frequency. So, you know, those of us who are going around training, we certainly, you know, are able to give insights and techniques for increasing the frequency of lucid dreams. But I think that, you know, even the most prolific lucid dreamers don't have lucid dreams all the time, even every night and like that.
How does this fit in with like the journeys out of the body, like the kind of Dr. Robert Monroe school of thought, which is that in the dream world, maybe we are traveling through the astral plane or other dimensions? Would you agree with that?
I think that there's a lot of possibilities in dreams. So, you know, we have many dreams that are very mundane and ordinary. And then in the Tibetan Buddhist world, we call some dreams, special dreams, dreams of clarity. And and then even beyond dreams of clarity, which are still related to cause and effect, there is a possibility of having experiences which would be meditative experiences that really don't classify as dreams at all. And so in those cases, both in the dreams of clarity and these meditative experiences, I think that, you know, that's a possibility of astral traveling or visiting other dimensions and those kinds of things.
It's just such a mystery and something that has fascinated me so much. And I'm sure, like you, it's, you know, spurred a lot of my interest in research and work in psychology because we spend so much of our life asleep and we have these like incredible experiences when we're asleep. And there's got to be some kind of like function or purpose there. You know, why do we dream if we just need to sleep? Like, and then the question is like, do other species also dream, or is it just us that we have this kind of like more advanced cognition, bigger brain? Can we pinpoint you know, everybody says, like, if you eat cheese before you go to bed, you'll dream better. Or if you eat chocolate or all these things, like, we're always trying to enhance our ability to access the dream state. And yet we kind of don't know what it is.
Do you have a pet dog, for example, Kelly?
Absolutely. And I watch them twitch and tweak out and bark and do all the stuff, you know?
Right. So we can assume that they're dreaming of chasing a cat or something like that. And one of my teachers said that the difference between animals and ourselves is that we do have more potential to, for example, lucid dream and to make more of our dreams than animals typically do. One exception, however, I wrote this book that you mentioned, The White Dolphin, and in the book, although it's fictional, the protagonist is making contact with the white dolphin through lucid dreams. And, you know, in history, maybe it's folk tales or not, but some great masters of Buddhism have chosen to take rebirth in the form of animals. And so maybe it's not completely fictional and far-fetched.
I mean, honestly, anything is possible is the way that I like to look at things. And like you mentioned, particularly in the dream world, everything is possible. And so there's just something magical to it. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, Dr. Michael Katz and I are going to talk more about lucid dreaming. And we're going to talk about solving problems in our lives by accessing information in dreams. Ooh, so stick with us and we will be right back after this short break.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com.
Welcome home.
We're back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Dr. Michael Katz, who is talking with us about lucid dreaming and dream yoga. Before we continue, I just want to make sure, Dr. Katz, everybody knows how to contact you to find out more about your books, your workshops, you know, guided naps, something that we all need.
The best way to contact me would be through Facebook. The Tibetan Dream Yoga page that I had established a couple of years ago.
Perfect. So Facebook, Tibetan Dream Yoga, and then I'm sure your books are probably on Amazon as well.
Yeah, they're all on Amazon and, you know, and Google, Kindle, and those kinds of places. So,
perfect. So you can find it. I'm really curious. You know, we were just talking during the break about how you have several chapters in your book on this, and it's a totally scientific documented phenomenon of people finding answers to questions, really important questions, in their dreams. What is the mechanism? How is this happening?
So we call those kinds of dreams, dreams of clarity. Mm-hmm. And, I guess you could use the metaphor that the sun is always shining in the sky, but sometimes it's obscured by clouds. Mm-hmm. So when a cloud parts for a moment, you see a sunbeam coming down, especially in Colorado. Well, maybe you don't have that many clouds in Colorado.
No, it's pretty cloudy today.
So, you know, when those clouds part for a moment and the sunbeam shoots through, it means our innate wisdom is shining through. And so we all have these incredible potentials that we don't usually realize. And so these kinds of dreams of clarity, they manifest, you know, periodically, even to someone who's not a prolific lucid dreamer, someone who just, for example, has a premonition in a dream that something is going to happen. And everybody, you know, has a story like that. Their mother became ill and they knew it immediately and that kind of thing. So there's just more that can't be explained by science and so on, that really happens by our psychic abilities.
It seems like science is starting to catch up, but it's not there just yet. We don't have the tools and the measurements yet to kind of measure these other realms.
Definitely. I think science has caught up a lot. It's true.
Yeah.
And physics, you know, is beginning to come around to the Buddhist point of view that maybe we're all living in the matrix after all.
Totally. Well, when you have some of the smartest people alive saying, you know, it's almost statistically impossible that we're not living in a computer simulation, it just makes you wonder. I mean, I had a really interesting conversation with a Buddhist monk years ago, and he said to me, he said, how can you tell that you're not dreaming right now and that your waking life isn't when you're asleep? How can you tell? And I was like, I can't tell. And he's like, exactly. And so, you know, maybe we're in the simulation, and then when we're dreaming, it's when we're really free and we're not in the simulation. How about that?
It sounds good to me. You know, there was that Lao Tzu quote with the butterfly and the philosopher, and who knew who was dreaming whom? The butterfly dreaming the philosopher, or the philosopher dreaming the butterfly?
Totally. We just don't know. But we know that dreams and lucid dreaming in particular is something that can really benefit us in life. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. If we are able to have lucid dreams, we often can solve tremendously difficult problems and heal ourselves. So I've experienced a number of spontaneous healings that
really
in my my courses, you know, through the guided naps, and then subsequently people have written me. But for example, there was one gentleman who participated in a couple courses of mine in Budapest, Hungary. And he was suffering from a certain kind of cancer, kidney cancer. And he also was phobic of snakes. And he had this recurring nightmare that a snake would chase him and he would run up into a house with a center staircase and run up onto the roof. But then the snake would run up there and follow him and catch him and then bite him. And he woke up in total fear and sweating and all that. And then he eventually had trained himself to lucid dream. And he had this same dream, but when he got on the roof, he became lucid. And instead of having the same scenario play out that had many times before, this time he manifested in his hand a ball, and he tossed it to the snake as if he was tossing it to his pet dog. And the snake picked up the ball in its mouth and then brought it and lay down at his feet and then radiated golden light. And when he woke up the next morning, he had completely gotten over his fear of snakes. And when he went for his lab tests a few weeks later, he was in remission. And he attributes this dream to his spontaneous healing. And there have been countless accounts of spontaneous healing throughout history. There's a Japanese book of spontaneous healing, and there's Greek histories of it. So it's well known that if you can have this kind of a dream, a healing dream, a lucid dream, or clarity dream, that, you know, that you can overcome tremendous problems.
I just love that. And it reminds me of a story that my boyfriend told me that he'd have these dreams where wolves were trying to like eat him, like a pack of wolves, and that he kept running and running and he kept having this dream over and over. And then finally he said he let them devour him, and he like had this like awakening, and that he became them. And then it was like time for his Reiki master attunement after that. Like, it kind of showed him that he was like moving into a different phase. I probably totally butchered that story. Sorry, Jimmy, if you're listening. but I always think about that. And
that's a very Buddhist type of a dream and resolution.
Yeah. Okay.
Because instead of fighting the wolves, he integrated with the wolves, we could say.
And then
by virtue of allowing, then there was the problem was dissipated. So, you know, I can relate to that very well. We have a practice in Tibetan Buddhism called Chud. Mm-hmm. And in the Chud practice, you don't fight the wolves, let's say, or the demons. You allow and you offer. And in that way, you overcome the obstacles and adversities. So it's a similar concept.
Yeah. So is this potentially advice for people? Because one thing that's almost universal of all humans is that we have scary recurring dreams, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes they happen really frequently. Other times they're very spaced out. So is that one of the ways of dealing with the recurring dream, is to kind of like surrender to what's making you feel fear? Or do you need to fight back? Or again, is this a context thing? And how do you know what's the right thing to do?
So another person that I was working with had a dream, and she also been diagnosed with cancer. And in her dream, she found herself in a root cellar and in front of a vampire.
Oh, yeah. I like this story.
Yeah.
Good one.
And then, you know, she became lucid and she took the vampire by the throat. And when she did, it melted away. So that was another way of dealing with this. But she was empowered. She was not passive in this situation. So that certainly is another way to handle.
Yeah. You know. And then did this help her cancer?
I'm not sure.
When she did that?
I don't know. I didn't have contact with her, unfortunately, after that. But it was really a fascinating, fantastic dream. My intuition say that it would make a big difference in healing. But unfortunately, yeah. she came to my program that was in Italy. And I don't know what happened after that.
It's interesting. It's interesting. We're psychologists, and so naturally the inclination is to say these are elements. What the fear that we're seeing in the dream is elements of the unconscious that are coming to the surface. We're not able to access them in our waking consciousness, but in our dream consciousness, we're able to access the unconscious and potentially form some kind of resolution between these unconscious traumas or issues that we're not really facing and our kind of like conscious waking ego mind. Do you think that lucid dreaming can help with that?
You know, I used to study, when I first started as a psychologist, I studied Fritz Perls, Gestalt therapy. Uh-huh. And his basic premise is that most aspects of the dream are projections of ourself. And they're yes. disowned or not acknowledged projections of ourselves. So I certainly think that when we own our projections and we understand that these are aspects of our own personas, that it's very healing. So in a nutshell, yes, I would totally agree with that. You know, that's the kind of the basis of me continuing this work is as a transpersonal psychologist and kind of
yes.
taking off from Gestalt and some other, psychological systems from the last, you know, century or so, and then integrating them with some religious and spiritual type insights that that are available now that weren't available then.
Well, and that's kind of what I love. I feel very much like I'm in between worlds. Like there's the scientific training, theorizing, research side, but there's also this mystical spiritual side, and they're not mutually exclusive. They help each other. And so really just cool to be living in this world where now we're starting to integrate these forms of knowledge for the betterment of humanity. You know, it's very cool. On that note, so thank you for the work you're doing. we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back here on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, Dr. Michael Katz and I will continue talking about lucid dreaming and dream yoga. In particular, we're going to go through kind of some tips for people who want to start lucid dreaming and kind of talk about some of the things that can help. So stick with us and we will be right back.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself.
Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I have Dr. Michael Katz here talking with us about dream yoga and lucid dreaming. Now, Michael, one thing you've mentioned a couple times on the show that I just have to delve into is the idea of guided naps, because that just sounds really wonderful and like something that I would definitely want. Like, why does nap time have to end, you know, in elementary school? Like, I want some guided naps. So what do you do when you're guiding people with naps?
So I do have a background in hypnosis, and at a certain point, I wanted to kind of integrate my background in hypnosis with my interest in lucid dreaming, and had the idea that maybe I could induce lucid dreams in a nap. And I started doing this more than 20 years ago. And I have had a tremendous degree of success. I mean, you know, in terms of a small group, I usually have out of 10, three or four who have a lucid type experience. And then if I do an extended workshop, you know, over several days, then it becomes even greater numbers. And, you know, it's kind of a cumulative experience. So, it's been very interesting because, you know, I don't know that there's been that much formal research on the effect of hypnosis and lucid dreaming. But it is quite effective, more so than most of the other techniques that are out there. And as I said earlier in the show, we're all waiting for the killer app or the killer machine that's going to allow us to do this all the time, yes, every night.
Yes, for sure. So when you're guiding people through lucid experiences in the nap, they don't need to be asleep. Like, I know there's debate over, you know, what state of kind of brainwaves are you in when you're lucid dreaming? Are you in REM sleep? And do you need to be asleep for a very long time to lucid dream? Or is this something that can happen very quickly?
So I think that, you know, there are different kinds of dreams. And I look at lucid dreaming and trance experiences as being on a continuum. Mm-hmm. And I don't differentiate between a lucid dream experience and a visionary experience. It's not like a black and white difference. So it's more like a continuum. And so some people, for example, even can have visionary experiences when they're awake and not sleeping at all. You know, sometimes in the psychological world, those are considered to be hallucinations and problematic, and sometimes they are, but occasionally they can be real, truly mystical and visionary experiences.
So, well, I mean, I've had meditations before. Yeah,
we can be in different degrees of sleep. But the other thing that I might want to mention and bring up here is that in the Buddhist world, especially in the Tibetan Buddhist world, we have a system of meditation called Dzogchen. And it's a little bit similar to Zen meditation, not exactly the same, but a little similar because more people have heard of Zen. But the principle of Dzogchen is being aware in all situations. And so even when you're asleep, there's the possibility of being aware. And awareness can continue through all of the different phases of sleep as well. So it's much more difficult to maintain awareness in the deepest levels of sleep. But there is a possibility, and some masters, including Chogyal Namkhai Norbu, who I wrote the first book with, has that capacity for sure.
That is amazing. And so for those of us starting out, I've had lucid dreams my whole life, but I've never really been able to like kind of predict it or create it. You know, it just kind of happens. And so I know that's the first step, is that you kind of just go with it. But there's a lot of techniques out there that people have used or people have suggested for lucid dreaming. And I'm curious what you think about these techniques, and if there's certain ones that have been more effective for you and your students than others.
So the first lucid dream technique that I became aware of was, through reading Castaneda's books.
Yep.
Finding your hands in a dream. Huh. And I remember, you know, playing around with that technique. I don't know that I had such a great success with it. But some of the other contemporary lucid dream teachers use that much more religiously. And also, the technique basically is to, during the day, remind yourself that when you have a dream about your hands, that you're going to be able to wake up and become lucid. And then there are ways to, for example, tie other experiences that might be important or impressive experiences during the day to this centered technique. So, for example, something happens that you see on the street, something unusual, like a milk truck hits a telephone pole. And then at that moment, you say, let me look at my hands now. And then when I dream tonight about a car crashing or something like that, I'm going to find my hands in the dream. So you're tying these together. So that's one technique that many people have used. And you mentioned a couple while we were just chatting informally about waking ourselves up in the early morning, going back to sleep, having a strong intention, even prayer can help.
Yeah. Well, and one thing that's always helped me is the dream journaling. Don't always do it, but when I do, I suddenly, this is just a phenomenon I just want to bring up. I've had some dreams where it's been 5 years and I can still tell you, like I can talk to you for an hour about every single detail of this dream and I still remember it like it was real. But then there'll be another thing that happens where you wake up and you totally remember everything you dreamed about. And by the time you're like brushing your teeth, it's gone.
Right. I have that experience all the time. I think everybody does. I even wrote a poem about it.
Cool.
And I likened those kinds of experiences with again, I guess the snake motif is coming up a lot in our conversation. But like when you, I used to go to a sleepaway camp when I was a kid, and there were these snakes that lived in the rock walls. We would kind of like be fascinated with these snakes, and sometimes we would chase them, or we would just watch them, and they would disappear. They would slither into the rock wall so easily and so into the shadows there. And I kind of liken my experience of trying to remember a dream. Frequently it's like that, you know.
But if you write it down, like if the second you wake up and you remember it, you start jotting down notes, then you're more likely to kind of remember it through the day. Those little things, it's just so interesting how this realm is just out of reach sometimes when we're in our waking consciousness. And it's like on the tip of your tongue and you know it's there. And then what I'll notice is that night when I'm falling asleep, I remember it right as I'm falling asleep. I just can drop right back in. It's just really
interesting. It's also a state-dependent type of a thing. You know, when we're... In the dream world, it's like this, you know, like up here somehow. And then we wake up and we brush our teeth. We, listen to the radio. We start to think about our day. And then we're in a different state. And they don't mingle as much. So that actually brings up another technique that we use in the Tibetan Buddhist system, and that is imagining during the day, consciously imagining that things are like a dream. Not maybe doing that all the time, but you know, periodically using that technique of imagining things are like a dream in order to mingle the experience of the night and the experience of the day a little bit more.
I like that technique. Well, and I always notice when I'm meditating that I go through that, I almost drop into a dreamlike consciousness, you know, and it can be really hard to stay in that space. Sometimes you go too deep and you end up falling asleep in your meditation, or sometimes you can't really like drop in, but every so often I'll do, just very basic, simple meditation, you know, but I'll have dreamlike visions or I'll think I'm dreaming, but I'm sitting right there meditating and I'm not even really asleep. Is that a normal part of this process?
Well, so again, that kind of fits in with my continuum way of explaining visionary experience. So that it's more of a trancey type of experience that you're referring to. And yet I do think that that's a legitimate visionary experience. You know, Jung used these kinds of visionary experiences in his active imagination, and a number of, you know, shamanic groups use these kinds of trancey types of things, which you can access through drumming. Some people access it through other psychotropic drugs and so on.
Yep. So there's still so much more I want to talk about, but we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, Dr. Michael Katz and I, we're going to wrap up the show about lucid dreaming. And we're going to talk about, we've talked a lot about how dreaming kind of can benefit us in life, but what about the idea of how dreaming can benefit us in death, which is like a pretty Tibetan Buddhist idea, I think. So we're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back. So stick with us and we will be right back.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving,
even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Michael Katz, and we are going to wrap up the show talking about lucid dreaming. Now, Dr. Michael, we talked a lot about how lucid dreaming can benefit us in life, but according to the Buddhist perspective, it could also benefit us in death because it brings us closer to the bardo state. Can you explain to our listeners what this means?
So, this is probably the most important thing about lucid dreaming. And it was a central theme in the first Dream Yoga book. And that is how the sleep state parallels the eventual state towards our death and rebirth. So when we go to sleep, we go through different phases of sleep. We go into a deep sleep, then the mind reawakens and we begin to dream. We have these dream experiences, and then this cycle continues like that. Mm-hmm. And as it happens, you know, each morning we wake up and we realize we've been dreaming and that typically we're identified with the dream. But then one day we're going to wake up and maybe we're in diapers because we've been reborn. So... So the way that it parallels is that in the Tibetan Buddhist world, that when we die, that only means that the external breathing has ceased. But there is still an internal breathing that's going on for some days. And also that the mind is going to continue through these different phases of the bardos. Mm-hmm. Bardo means intermediate state. So there are different phases when we die, and then we go through several phases, and then eventually we're reborn. And by the way, it's very interesting in the Tibetan Book of the Dead, which is one of the books I would recommend.
Absolutely.
But one of the interesting things is there's a stanza in the prayers there that says when the unincarnated being, the one who's going to be reincarnated, sees his parents copulating, that's when he has a strong attraction to the womb of his mother or her mother. And there's something very Freudian about the whole thing. You know, how Freud said that you would totally be attracted to your mother if you're a male and vice versa with the female.
The Oedipal Electra complex, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. Really. But anyway, so we die, let's say, in the Western sense, but then our mind reawakens and we are in the bardo, which is disembodied, but the mind is very strong. And this intermediate stage through these various phases of the bardos is supposed to last traditionally about 49 days. Mm-hmm. And there are some particular opportunities in the bardos for us to become aware of this, our innate potential, you could say, or we could possibly be aware in the Dzogchen sense, even in these bardos. So if we were able to do that, then this particular experience of being reborn can be a vehicle for enlightenment and transcendence. So this is a very important factor to know. And that was one of the more important reasons why I had wrote the book Dream Yoga and the Practice of Natural Light with Chogyal Namkhai Norbu. I wanted people to know that there are these possibilities.
it's amazing. What a trippy thought.
That's trippy.
You know, like you might like to be disembodied, but your mind is still active and it just feels like you're lucid dreaming. And then the next thing you know, you're a baby.
Your mind disembodied, but it's seven times more powerful. And I should mention that even though we would like to think that we could be reborn as a human in the next time around, it's not a guarantee. And there
thank
are other dimensions.
Thank you for pointing that out. Yeah, thank you for pointing that out, because there's a lot of people who, I've always felt intuitive, like I know animals who seem like people, you know, like I do believe we can cross through, or like you said, you could become, I don't know, some other transdimensional being, maybe somewhere else, or are we trapped in the Earth reincarnation cycle? That's something I think about a lot.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think that there are other dimensions, and there is reincarnation into those dimensions too. And sometimes those dimensions are related to different absorption states of meditation. So when we talk about meditating, you know, everybody says, "Oh, I meditate," but what does that mean? Is it really meditation? Is it another way of being attached? Is it absorption meditation? Is it daydreaming? Who knows? So, you know, in the Dzogchen system, there are very specific techniques of meditation that are towards developing awareness.
And are these in your Tibetan Dream Yoga book, these techniques, or where can people find these if they want to learn more?
You know, I think that, you know, you could start by reading the book, but then you want to find a teacher who, especially, you know, a master, something, someone like Chogyal Namkhai Norbu, you know, yeah. I'm a psychologist. So, you know, I'm Dr. Mike, you know, you call me Dr. Mike, but there's a metaphor in Tibetan Buddhism that says that the master is like a doctor, and being in our world of samsara, which is the world of suffering, is like being sick, something like having a bubonic plague. So I kind of liken myself to being the one who knows the doctor. Not necessarily, even though you can call me Dr. Mike, I kind of feel like I'm the one who knows the doctor, not necessarily is the doctor. Right.
Yeah, I like that. I definitely don't feel like the doctor in any of those senses at all. I'm just here trying to put some good information out and learn stuff, because there's just so much that we don't know and so many possibilities. And so thank you for sharing that. That was really interesting. I'm going to definitely do more research and probably go back and reread the Tibetan Book of the Dead, because it's been like 7 years since I read it. So I think.
And there's another book that I would recommend, the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying by Sogyal. That has a lot of good information on it also.
Awesome. We're very quickly, we only have a couple minutes left, but I just really wanted to ask you to wrap up the show. Can people share dreams, and what does that look like?
Well, I think it's possible. And I've had some personal experiences, and I've also had some experiences in my workshops. I was teaching a workshop downtown in New York City, and we were in the middle of it, and it was a break. And some guy came in. He looked like a Rastafarian. He was like very long, braided hair. He was wearing all red clothes, and he sat down in the middle of our group. And I wasn't sure, you know, whether he just come late or what was the story. And then so we started again, and I said, well, you know, now we're going to have a guided nap and so on. And he looked startled, and he said, well, where's the Kundalini yoga class? So he had dropped in on the wrong thing. But since he was there anyway, he decided to stay. And he and a bunch of other people all dreamt of this Hindu deity called Ganesh.
Yep. Huh.
And it was really extraordinary that like four or five of them had the same dream about Ganesh for no reason other, you know, than it was coincidental.
That's
we hadn't
amazing.
Talked about Ganesh. Later, I did some research and I discovered that Ganesh also is considered to be a protector, even in Buddhism, not only in Hindu. So that was one interesting experience of co-dreaming, but it definitely happens, and it's just in that genre of clarity type dreams, another facet of the clarity type dream.
Awesome. Well, that's all we have time for today. But thank you for sharing that. I've definitely had the same dreams as people before, and it freaked me out, but kind of makes sense. Yeah, just more possibilities. I hope Dr. Michael Katz, we get to do another show soon talking more about all of this fun stuff. And I really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show today.
It's been fun, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Oh, me too. Absolutely. It has. Sounds maybe fast. I'll see you in the dream world.
That would be nice. And if not, then maybe you can find this white dolphin that's been showing up.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I want to talk more about that too another time. But anyway, we got to go. Remember, everyone, you can listen to all our shows on lucidplanetradio.com. And I am here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific time. Next week, don't miss it. I have Raghu Marcus on the show, who's the director of the Ram Dass Love Serve Remember Foundation. And we're going to talk about spirituality, meditation, Ram Dass, all the good stuff. So stay tuned, and I hope to see you then. Light and love, and see you all in the dream world. Take care. Bye.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.